Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 562. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is going to be a probably a short and quick, short podcast today.
Short and fat, but it fills the gap.
Yeah, another stubby podcast.
The stubby cast is not a bad idea for a name.
Yeah.
You have real life going on.
Yes.
And then I have something not nearly as serious. I have to go to the game today.
Right.
So, or maybe I shouldn't say I have to. I'm lucky enough to be able to go to the game today. And so, because of that, you get whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say to that is you're welcome.
Yes. We're going to do our best.
Now, how do you feel about no-so shocks? No show socks.
Yeah, they're good. I wear them
every day.
No, I wear ankles every day, but I have some shoes that I need to wear to use no show socks with.
Well, I'm wearing shorts today.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no choice.
And you were probably wearing some Hey Dudes or something.
No, I should wear Hey Dudes. Maybe I should switch.
Isn't it supposed to rain today?
That's why I'm not wearing Hey Dudes.
Okay.
I'm putting on some Brooks, my best mall walkers.
Mm.
But I don't like to wear shorts, tennis shoes, and socks that show. And maybe no shows aren't what I'm wearing. I'm wearing the ones, they're like below ankle, but above no shows.
Okay.
So like you might be able to see like just the smallest amount of them.
Gotcha.
Because I can't do true nose shows because my the heel rubs.
Yeah, and that's I hate the heel rubbing. I don't know how people do it all the time. Luckily, the shoes I wear are like nice tight fitted when I wear the nose shows.
Well, I assume they just do it so much that they get just calloused, like tough back heel meat.
Mm-hmm. No, not me.
Well, you're a sensitive boy.
Yeah.
I haven't had like a heel blister or anything in many a year because I don't worry about it. I don't try to be cute. Mm-hmm. I wear a functional sock. Now on my daily, I'm a like a dress sock kind of guy. I like fun socks with designs and prints. I wear tall socks.
Just at work, I'm just black sock with maybe a logo.
They don't wear the same thing every day.
Basically, yeah, just the khaki or either khaki color, black or gray pants, and then black, gray, or dark navy blue shirt.
Now, I don't have a uniform at mm-hmm. work, but I want one. But I know that it's important that I nail the look.
Yeah.
You know, because whatever, when you commit, when you say this is what I'm wearing every day for work, it needs to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's what I've been thinking. You know, I work in the construction field, but I don't actually do the work. I can't dress too nice.
Yeah.
Because I do have to get a little dirty sometimes. And also, I feel like when you show up too fancy for something like that, it sends the wrong message, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to think all their money's going to pay for my clothes. But also, I don't want to show up in like a t-shirt either.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's that weird in between. Like, I need to look like I get it, but also I need to look presentable. And so it's tough. Sometimes I think jeans is the right move. Other times I do like an active slack pant. We talked about like the tactical, the 511s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do like something like that. Maybe a Carhartt pant where it says like if I needed to work, I could, but also maybe I don't ever work.
Right.
You know, that's the vibe I'm really going for. And But recently, a little backstory about me, my grandfather was a farmer and he always wore like blue Dickies pants.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a navy blue, like a dark blue, like a Titans blue for those that are unfamiliar. And then he wore a light sleeve, like a light blue short sleeve button up that looks like you work at a gas station that would have had your name over to the side.
Right.
I also have been thinking about trying to bring this look back where I do a blue, like a dark blue pant and a light blue shirt. And instead of getting my name, getting the logo on the side.
Okay.
But I don't do short sleeve button ups. I just don't, I don't like the way I look in them.
Yeah.
So it would have to be either a long sleeve configuration or a polo, which is what I prefer. I'm a polo guy.
Yeah, I think polo pretty much is like the business casual look you can get away with.
Yeah, so I've been thinking about the dark blue pants with a light blue shirt to pay some respect
mm-hmm.
to my lineage, but also it looked comfortable. He always had the white undershirt, the light blue button up. It would start buttoned up, by the end of the day, unbuttoned.
Yeah.
And he was a farmer, so he didn't have his name on it, but it looked as if it should have his name on it. It was like the cheap work shirts. I don't know if you've ever seen one, but they're like paper thin.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could still see his nips through both shirts. and I think they would just like, you know, they would use them until there was nothing left and then they would become shop rags. And so I've been thinking about instituting that, but I want to decide on something. I want to commit and I want that to be my uniform.
Right.
Now, you have shirts, right?
Yes.
They're required.
Yes, and they're paid for by my job.
How many do they give you?
Two a year. When I first started,
you're there, you only have two?
I had three.
Okay, so they give you three initially, then two per year after that.
Yes.
So it takes 2 years to be able to work a week.
Right. And that stopped like 3 years after I started. And then now they give five because people were complaining.
Well, doesn't five make sense? Yeah, sense?
It does.
Well, what am I supposed to do with two shirts, three shirts?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're black, right?
No, the pants are black, gray, or like a darker gray.
What are the shirts?
Khaki. And the shirts are black, gray, or dark navy blue.
So black and dark navy, I'll let slide. But you can't give me a gray shirt and say I can only have three because I'll stain that baby.
Well, the yeah.
I'll drop a salsa on there.
But we don't do gray shirt, gray pants. Most people that do, they'll do gray shirt with the khaki pants or the gray shirt with the black pants.
Could you do gray with gray?
You could, but I've never seen anybody do gray and gray. But they've done black and black.
Do you think maybe this is your time?
No.
To shine with the gray on gray?
No.
Why?
It just looks weird.
Dude, don't let someone else tell you what looks good. You decide that.
Right. Now, there's other colors you can get. Like, I do have a red shirt. I do have, like, a light green. And then a darker, like, forest green shirt. But they don't really care for us to wear those. We can, but they'd rather us not.
Forest green looks a little bit like a sheriff.
Yeah.
Gives me sheriff vibes. Do you order the shirts through them?
Yeah. Every July they'll, okay, let's get an order. What color shirts and what color shirt, pants and size.
Oh, you can't just have them whenever.
Yeah. No. And not, you want to pay for out of pocket.
Oh yeah. That's right. You said they pay for them.
Yeah. They pay for them.
Now, what do you think about my two-tone blue idea? If you don't like the gray on gray.
No, because it's two different colors. These grays are exactly the same color.
That's fine. Do you like a Power Ranger out there?
No.
That looks good.
No, when people would do the black on black, that it looks kind of weird too.
Like a ninja.
Yeah, so the one guy, or a lights and radio guy, he does black on black a lot.
Black shoes?
Yeah, I have black shoes on.
Now, so here's my fear with the blue on blue. I lock myself into shoe choices.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just wear whatever you want with blue on blue. I have to go with a neutral color or a blue.
See, now shoes, it's either black, gray, or navy blue. No color. They don't.
You gotta wear boots?
No. We can wear sneakers. So I have a pair of all black ASIC trail shoes.
Can they have logos on them?
Yeah, they can have logos.
Like color logos?
Nah, well, I'm gonna say yeah, because I've seen some people wear like a black shoe with the red Nike logo and the black with the neon green.
You're not gonna know the answer, but what's the purpose of them having to be a solid color?
It's just uniform across the board.
Yeah. They don't supply your shoes though.
Not us. But patrol they do. The police officers.
I get it for patrol, right? It's a uniform. What you're wearing is like a less of a uniform.
Yeah. But because
you're not in the shit, so you should be able to wear whatever shoes.
Right, but they think because the detectives and there's other positions that will wear what we wear, they have to wear the black, the dark gray, or gray in the navy blue. They don't wear white shoes.
How do you feel about a solid white shoe?
I love a solid white shoe.
Yeah. It's hard to keep clean, though.
Yeah, and they're hard to find a good one that looks good for me. Yeah. I'm picky about white shoes.
I have a backpack. It's like a tan leather, like a kind of light brown leather. I think it looks good with the blues.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to do a fancy shoe because sometimes I'm in the mud and stuff. I like something comfortable.
Right.
So that's the problem, is like pulling the whole thing together. And what I want to do, I want to buy like 7 shirts, 7 pair of pants, 7 undershirts, 7 pairs of socks. 7 boxers exclusively for work so that I give myself a week plus 2.
Yeah.
To get the laundry done.
Now, what about, some Merrells for shoes?
I feel like they give the wrong message. They tell you I'm going to be off-roading, but I'm not. I'm only ever in the mud because I have to be.
So that's the popular shoe for the detectives where I work.
Yeah.
Merrells and Solomons.
What I want to wear is Hey Dudes. But let me tell you, I don't want to fully commit. I like the sneaker game.
Mm-hmm.
I like watching videos. I like watching live streams of people with like at shoe conventions and shoe meetups.
Yeah.
I would like to wear different wacky shoes, but it's just not the job I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it'd be weird if I showed up in just a pair of Jordans to like a consultation.
Yeah.
But I would like to be able to do that. I'd like to have just a bunch of fun shoes that I could rotate in and out. I don't even need to keep them. I could wear them, trade them in, just keep it moving.
Yeah.
But it's not that kind of job. But a boot is too serious. Like, to put on a boot or a, you know, the right move would be to wear like a shoe that matches the backpack, I think. Tie it all together. But I don't want that.
Yeah, I think that might be a little too much.
It's too fancy.
Yeah. Now there are boots that have a sneaker vibe to them.
Yeah, but then I don't know. I feel like I'm sending mixed signals. Also, this is unrelated to the shoe game. I've told you before, I always check my headphones for spiders.
Mm-hmm.
I'm recording in what will be my office now. And I came out here today and I put the microphone away every time we finish recording now, and I opened the cabinet that the microphone's in. Giant spider in there.
Uh-oh. Was it a wool spider or just a daddy long leg?
It's dead. No. It's dead.
Oh, it's dead
spider. I think it was a common hot house spider, but it was the size of a tarantula. Mm. But what's important to know here is that that's the same cabinet where the headphones are stored. So it could have happened.
Yeah, it could have laid babies in the headphones right now.
Which is why it's so important that you guys check your headphones before you put them on your ear holes.
Yep.
I always check. I check my when we play video games, mm-hmm. I check that headset too.
So I don't know if you can see, I have this little bag.
Yeah, crawl right in that bag.
Well, see, I put my headphones in the bag and then it tightens up.
That's a safe haven for spiders. That's a condo. Right through that gap right there.
Barely.
Oh my gosh. That what you've created is a habitat for them. And I have so you don't check, you just roll the dice.
No, I check.
Okay. Did you check before I said something?
Yeah.
Okay. I check my shoes.
I don't check my shoes all the time. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
I check my shoes, I check my headphones, I check my Oculus. I don't want them on my eyes either.
Mm-hmm.
like a, I'm not doing like, I don't have a sheet that I pull up with like a checklist. I don't do like a 15 point inspection.
Right.
But I'll run my hand around the parts that are hard to see. I'll take a look. You know, on the headphones, I like to scoot. I wear it over the ear. I like to scoot in and go around the lip that you can't see because they'll tuck away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want everybody to know that it paid off this morning because that spider could have tucked itself in the headphone. I put it on to record this show. During the show, it crawls in. I, no doubt, I kick over the table this is on. I bust the computer.
Right.
I flip out. The show's ruined. And because I have PTSD, I may never be able to do a show again.
Right.
So.
Now, what about spiders in your car?
Hate it. It happens. Yeah, I don't know how they get in, but I hate it.
I had one yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw it crawl across the top because I have a tan color inside. When it was running across the top of the thing, I swiped at it. It fell down on my lap, and I smashed that thing.
No, first thought is to wreck the car. Just take it off in a ditch, roll it, flip it, something. Mm-hmm. Second thought is to get out before doing that, and then put a brick on it, roll down a hill. But usually what I do, I go with option three, which is just keep eyes on it. I don't want to do what you did. I don't want to get him riled up. Keep eyes on him until I get to a spot where he can safely be murdered.
Yeah.
But the problem is sometimes, like I had one in the, and this has been a while, but it's in my car and picked up my Gatorade bottle from the passenger seat on the Gatorade bottle.
Uh-oh.
Throw the Gatorade bottle back in the seat because I panicked and then it scurried off under the seat.
Yep, you almost grabbed that thing and squished it.
But now it's in the car, upset. I don't know where it's at. I don't have any visual contact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and when you lose visual contact of a spider, it then has the upper hand.
Right, because it can crawl up on you out of nowhere.
They're stealthy. They're silent.
Yep, you don't feel them.
Nope.
When they're on your clothes. Now, you might feel them crawling on your skin, but...
Oh, my gosh. That sounds terrible.
Now you're not going to go in your car.
I did give it like a, I parked my car. This is when I was working, going from like site to site. I parked my car, got out and just had to think about life. And if I could drive the car again, I gave it time for him to calm down.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I could just go right back in at it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is check your holes out there.
Yeah.
Check your crevices. Check your dark, moist areas.
You never know.
That's where they like to hang out.
Could get bit.
Could. You could.
It could be bit. Could be a bad one.
Now, my time is running short.
Yeah.
What's the plan?
All right, so let's talk about gamer night. I didn't really play anything. I play a little bit of Speedstorm and a little bit of PUBG, GTA, and then our gamer night, Dead by Daylight. That's all I played.
Dead by Daylight, last week of the multiplayer meetup. And to me, that game went out just like it came in. It was super fun.
Yeah.
Which was nice because I felt like week three especially, the energy started to kind of wane a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm glad this is almost over. I don't feel like anyone's having fun anymore. The mood wasn't the same. We came in with purpose on week four. We came in with a strategy, and I felt like that game went right back to being a blast. And it came in the same way it went out on a high note.
Yeah. I think this was one of our better, better games.
We won a lot. It was silly. It was goofy. Everybody laughed. Everybody contributed. Nobody was distracted.
Mm-mm.
Nobody was on TikTok, friend of the show, Marshall 205. Yeah. And no one was on Reddit, Patman. And it just felt like everybody was engaged and that it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that game. I would play that game again. I don't think I want to be forced to play that game right now, but I would play that game again.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it on my hard drive just in case you guys decide to.
Yeah, I would be down for that. Then a little Speedstorm, a little Rocket League, and I started Spider-Man 2. I don't feel like I'm far enough along to give any thoughts other than it feels good to be swinging around the city again. It's kind of where I am with that. I got it physically so that anyone that wanted to could borrow it. I thought you might want to. I know Howard is already wanting to borrow it.
PUBG has that same kind of Dead by Daylight mode. where you to, you have to turn on a generator, you have to get oil, but instead of having one killer come after you, you have a bunch of zombies.
Are the zombies real people?
No.
They're NPCs?
Just NPCs, and once you kill them in a little area, you're free to move around. Then when you get to a certain part, they just keep on coming and coming and coming, and you and your teammates have to...
So it's a little bit of like horde mode too.
Yeah. But it's not crazy. Like, I played a couple matches on it, but I think it's only for Halloween. So
how many people does it allow?
Four.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
I think we're moving to Demio next, which is a VR/non-VR game.
Yeah.
You can play it in or out. So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get the Quest to you probably Monday or Tuesday.
Right. You just let me know.
Yeah, probably Tuesday. I think Monday I got a lot of running around to do.
I can meet you somewhere also after I get off work.
Okay, we'll figure it out. But yeah, so I think we're moving to that next. It's Patman's Choice. And then we'll just keep rolling from there.
Mm-hmm.
The
only game I wanted to talk to you about, and then I know you got to go. This new Dark Pictures anthology game Switchback. It has a VR horde mode hits today. I don't know if you've seen
it. So I didn't play Switchback.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the second one, right?
Might be.
What was the first one called? Maybe that is the first one. No, the first one was, what was their first game?
Yeah, let's look it up.
The one that wasn't Dark Pictures Anthology.
That was not.
Yeah, the
Supermassive Games.
Supermassive, yeah, their first one. Until Dawn. They had an Until Dawn shooter that was a lot like the Switchback.
Mm-hmm.
It was an on-rail shooter. I played that one. I didn't play Switchback. That's the newer one because it's labeled Dark Pictures Anthology. So I don't know how Horde mode works unless you're just standing in spot shooting because it's a rail shooter.
Yeah.
I also believe it is only for PSVR.
2.
Yeah, I don't think it is for Quest. Now, I could be wrong.
No, I don't think it is
either. Oh, no, yeah, you have it pulled up. It's not.
Yeah, just VR2.
Scroll down to the other one so that I'm not wrong.
Amadeus Impatient. Until Dawn.
Until Dawn, Rush of Blood. So that was their kind of first foray into VR. Impatient was really good. Tumble VR was really good. Look, everything they make is good for me. Mm-hmm. I love every game you scroll past. Even Bravo Team, which people think is shitty, I enjoyed.
I have all the anthology games to play.
Yeah,
I just haven't played any of them.
The Devil in Me, which I like to rename as The Devil Inside Me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more sexual.
Are any of these games like couch co-op? Off the top of your head?
Yeah, the scroll down. Hidden Agenda is. You play on your cell phones on the PS5, on the PS4 on your cell phone.
Okay.
I don't know what Shattered State is. All the rest of them I have played. Also, scroll down to Shattered State. What is Daydream? That's what it shows as the platform.
VR?
Yeah, I don't know why
it's on mobile. So it's the mobile VR. So, and Google Play.
I'm going to have to dip out. You're going to keep going?
Yep.
You're going to keep talking to the folks? Sorry, this is a little bit of real life and a little bit of us not taking the time to probably do this on a different day. So I do apologize for having to go. We'll make it up to you. You're going to keep going. Tell them lots of good things, and I will talk to you later.
Okay. We'll see you. All right, Ryan has left the building, left the studio, so it's just me for right now. Let me get me set up here. All right, guys. So again, that's what we played. I also played, GTA, just a little bit, just to get to try to get the cars. Disney Speedstorm. I'm still playing that. The Disney Speedstorm, I would say. I did get 2 new characters. I did unlock Hercules and then some other small little kid. I forgot what the kid person's name is. So it's helped me a little bit, but Hercules is lower level and I need him to be a higher level. So I'm trying to grind through a little bit of stuff, but because of real life situations, I've been able to play too much to level him up. Did not buy the battle pass yet. Unlocked a few more crew members on the game. Having fun, but not having fun. I still think it's a pay to play scenario where if you really want to level up without grinding, you have to pay. And then it also, when you play multiplayer, they say they rank you with people that are at your level, but I don't think so, because some of these people are just way too good. I'm getting like seventh and eighth place like constantly in any multiplayer, and I'm way back. I'm like 20 seconds, 30 seconds behind the other players. Also, I'm not good, so I'll blame a little bit, half of that on me. It's just not being good at the games. I haven't figured out when to boost and when to use this and when to use that, and just racing games have never been my thing. I want to play like I saw some single player games, some regular games I got to play it through my catalog. Just haven't been had a chance to play any of them yet. Because of real life situations going on in my house that I'm not going to be able to play as much as I want to over the next couple of weeks. That may or may not change, but we'll see for right now. Let's get into some news besides that. Hold on, I'm sorry. We had to jump on real quick, so I didn't get to bring any of the news that I wanted to, like I normally do. Where was the one thing I did see? Nintendo has, Switch has banned a game or took a game off their catalog due to controversy. I'm trying to get the name of the game. Nintendo Switch banned. Yep, if I can spell banned right. That's another one. Where's the new one? Or maybe removed. I look for removed. All right, here we go. Nintendo Switch. The game is called, because I thought it was a neat name, it's called Need for Spirit Drink and Drive Simulator. Let's see, it was added to the eShop on October 15th, and the game implies you're drunk driving while transporting brews. Let's see, the game was released with a kids rating, which is not acceptable, hence why they removed it. According to Europe's, it's going to come back with a PEGI rating of 16. It looks crazy. The screen apparently, I guess, moves and changes up when you're playing it, like it as similar as you would be in a drunk. It has been out on Steam though since 2018, and about a 60% rating on that one. Hey, what else were? More new. Nope. If you have any idea, like specific news articles that you guys are interested that we miss out on, let me know. Just send the news clip to me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at HoffinShow, HoFNSHO, or at Game_Stitch. Just send us the thing to you. Hey, I would like your guys' opinion on something, or did you guys see this? That could help us out, because sometimes we only go over the news that we like and games that pertain to us. We do know sometimes you guys play games that we don't play, and you like to listen to talk about things that we don't normally talk about. Sometimes we don't know what gamers, some games play. Like I do know like Overwatch is really big, and some people, a lot of those games like that, the Battle Royale games, we don't really play those much. We did play just recently PUBG. Let's see, it looks like Capcom had some hackers going on. There's a weird glitch in Spider-Man. But if you guys are playing Spider-Man, let us know how what you're thinking of that also. So they're talking about maybe doing a Venom spinoff for Spider-Man 2. Nintendo is going to make sure that the transition to your next Nintendo console is going to be done with ease. Cyberpunk 2077, which I started that. I got about maybe an hour into that, but that was like maybe like 3 weeks ago. It's finally patching and curating game bug. And that is it here. So I'm excited to play this Oculus games. Also, if you have any Oculus 2 games that you recommend, let me know so I can start playing some Oculus 2 games and see how that is. Need to jump back into my PlayStation VR. There's a few games on there I still haven't played. There was a Star Wars one. Like a can't the picture shows like a guy in a cantina. I wanted to play that one. Still never played was it Rogue Squadron? The VR mode in that one. I still have to play Ace Combat 7 has a VR mode. I'm gonna play that. See what else. I'm trying to find some more news for you guys. Black Friday deals are coming soon. Alan Wake 2 game. Asus ROG is coming up is on sale right now, $100 off. Arcade gaming tables, $400 off. Expansion cards, SSDs. You can get a Windows 11 Pro for only $30. Not bad. That Atari Lego set. Lego news, didn't get anything yet. So looking at some, getting some more Lego. But right now I'm looking at sales on it, because it pretty much now, just about every single Lego set nowadays are going on sale. Instead of buying the day of. Now, there's a few that I'm going to buy because I just want them. Let's see, there's a sale. You get a $50 gift card when you buy the PlayStation 5 headset from Dell. Oh, it's a Dell $50 gift card. The Wolverine game. Looks like the Insomniac's Wolverine game is in the same universe as Spider-Man. It's cool. Diablo 4, I know the guys are playing that. That has to respect your character, I guess. Halloween's a lot of horror. We don't really play a lot of horror games. Well, I would say Ryan and them do. Oh, yeah, and PlayStation, Connie Booth has left the company. I meant to bring that up to him. See, she, the representative, access booth, help drives to six. What does it say? Comment departure. Here it says she was fired. She was not let go. She didn't retire. She didn't quit. She was fired. She had no notice, advance warning. It just kind of happened. Interesting. Unfortunately, that's pretty much all I have. I hate to have you guys go short like this. I wasn't prepared to go by myself until the last minute. But listen to next week. We'll have a hopefully longer, better show next week for you guys. That was it. Again, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @Game_Stitch. Follow me at HoFNShow, HoFNSHO. That was episode 562. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.